Today's daf is Erevin daf Mem. We left off on daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. We are at Ashkachtir of Sheshes, the Rabbah Bar Shmuel. Today's daf is going to discuss three topics. First, we're going to figure out the Isser for a Jew to benefit from something that a non-Jew brings for him from outside the Tchum. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether we mention Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, because after all, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh also. And if we do, whether it could be done with a condition that each day of Rosh Hashanah, to account for the possibility that each day may not be the real Rosh Chodesh. And in that context, we'll discuss whether Rosh Chodesh should be mentioned in the middle bracha of Shmona Esrei and Shabbos and Yom Tov, or in perhaps a different bracha. Then the final discussion is whether there's a chiv to say Shachianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or only on Shalosh Regalim, and that's going to lead into a discussion whether Shachianu has to be said over a cup of wine, or it could be said even without a cup of wine. We're going to mention parenthetically the concept of saying Shachianu on a new fruit. Okay, but we were in the middle of a discussion, actually. We discussed yesterday when you have Shnei Yamim Tovim about taking Trumas of Maestros from something on Yantif itself. So the Mishnah had said that when we're dealing with Rosh Hashanah, where it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so Rabbi Yehuda came up with this idea that if you want to be Mafresh Trumas of Maestros, you can make it Tanai. Masnadam al Kokol b'yom tov rishon va'ochle b'sheni. And the Tanai is that you, on the first day, you say that if today is really Yantif, then my Afrasha right now doesn't mean anything. And tomorrow's hafrasha will mean something, but if today's really chol, I'm being mafresh right now the trumas, and then you do it the next day as well. And manavshach, one day or the other, you had trumas and maestros being hufresh. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, says, no, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are a single kedusha. It's not if today, if tomorrow, as if they're two separate kedushas. It's all one kedusha. But there is a machlokas in the Gemara that we ended with yesterday. What does Rabbi Yossi hold about Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Galios when it comes to Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah? Shana, so that's where he holds Kedusha Achas. What about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? Does he say that that's Kedusha Achas as well? And depending on, and that was a Machlokas Amorayim in a Halach L'maisa case that came up, where there was a Maisa where they had an animal that was shechted on the, that was rather trapped on the first day of Yantiv, and shechted on the second day of Yantiv. So depending on what you think Rabbi Yossi held, it would determine whether you could eat that animal in the second day of Yantiv. Rav Sheshes wouldn't eat from the deer that had been captured by Goyim on the first day of Yantiv and Shechter on the second day, because you have to wait B'Kadesha Yasu, the time it would take to do the Malacha yourself after the full Kedusha is over. When's the full Kedusha over? According to his version, Rabbi Yossi asks this procedure of even on Yantiv Sheni Shel Galios, because even that is Kedusha Achas. However, other Amoraim, Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, did eat from the deer that the guy caught on the first day of Yantiv and was shechted on the second day, because even if the first day was Yantiv, second day isn't Yantiv. It's Shtei Kedushos. We have two different, these are two different days, and therefore by the second day, you can for sure eat it. So in that context of this Machlokas, whether they could eat it or not, so they were in this situation where they were at the Reish Galusa's house, and Rav Sheshes refused to eat from it, but Rav Nachman, Rav Chista did eat from it, and it's all based on what Rabbi Yossi's real shita is. So Ashkei Rav Sheshes, the Rab Bar Shmuel, Amalei Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushos. So Rav Sheshes happened to run into Rab Bar Shmuel and he said, have you learned anything about Kedushas Yantiv? You have something to share with me? Amalei Tanina Moda Rabbi Yossi B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios. Says, yeah, I learned that Rabbi Yossi is Moda, that Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios is in fact Shtei Kedushos. And therefore, he didn't say this explicitly, but therefore, given the situation you were just in by the Reish Galusa, you should have eaten. You should have eaten from the animal that was captured on the first day, that was trapped on the first day, and shechted on the second day. So Amar Leis, Rav Sheshes responded, Imashkachasu lo temelu v'lo midi. Do me a favor, if you find them, if you run into them, try not to say anything about this teaching that you have. Meaning you're showing that I was wrong about Rabbi Yossi's Shita. That when I thought Rabbi Yossi held that it's Kedusha Achas, even Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios is Kedusha Achas, you're showing that I was wrong. I'd prefer if you not share that. If you not share it with who? Who should imishkachas lahu? If you run into them, don't tell them. So Rashi says that Rav Sheshes said to Rabbi Rav Shmuel, if you run into Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, the people who were willing to eat, don't tell them this brisa, because then it's going to be embarrassing to me that I didn't, that I refused to eat from it, and that they were right. I don't want them to have that knowledge that I was definitively wrong. The Ritva, however, says that he meant to say that if you run into the Reish Galusa, don't tell the Reish Galusa, because then I'm going to look really bad. It's one thing to take on chumras in highly sensitive political situations. It's another when it's a useless chumra, when there was no need for it. So then it's going to look really bad for me in the Reish Galusa. So do me a favor, don't tell the Reish Galusa about this. Amar Ravashi, v'didi amar li amemar. So Ravashi says, amemar told me, ahu bar tavya lav itzude itzid, that we got the entire story wrong. It wasn't about an animal that was trapped on the first day of Yantiv, that was caught on the first day of Yantiv. The real story was that the animal was brought by Goyim from outside the Tchum. So the argument is going to be whether something brought for the Reish Galusa from outside the Tchum is considered to be brought for all rabbis who normally eat by the Reish Galusa and therefore might be Asr, or is it Dafka only meant for the Reish Galusa and therefore it's going to be Mutter? So Mandiach means it's going to be Mutter for others. So Mandiach, those who ate Savar Haba Bishvil Yisrael Zeh Mutter Yisrael Acher, that if something is brought for one Jew, so another Jew is allowed to benefit from it. And this animal was brought for the Reish Galusa, wasn't brought for us, and therefore we're allowed to eat from it. And the one that wouldn't eat, Savar, called us the Reish Galusa, daited to Kulu Rabbananasi, that anything that's brought for the Reish Galusa is brought for everybody. Another Jew who wasn't brought for would be allowed to eat from it, but we're not another Jew who wasn't brought for. Any guests of the Reish Galusa are by definition the people who it was brought for. So he says, well, wait a second. How could you say that was the Maisa Shaya, that it was about coming from Chutz L'Tchum? Didn't we just say that Rav Sheshes ran into Rabbi Bar Shmuel and Rabbi Bar Shmuel told him that Rabbi Yossi is Moda, that there's Kedusha Achas and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, and he said, no, don't share that with anybody. What does it have to do with anything if the story wasn't even about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? The story was just about something coming from Chutz L'Tchum. It had nothing to do with 2 days of Yantif. It had nothing to do with Kedusha Achas Shtei Kedushos. So how does that part of the story make any sense if the case was that just the animal came from Chutz? So says Gemara, lo haydvar me'olam. Yeah, that part of the story doesn't exist according to this version. That part of the story never happened. The whole story is just that an animal came from Chutz L'Tchum. Good. So the Rashi writes, what's the reason that something that's brought by a guy from Chutz L'Tchum is problematic in the first place for anybody, even the person who was brought for? So Rashi says, lo shama, that he never heard me'ezetam, it should be usher for something that's brought me Chutz L'Tchum. Is it mishum muktza? And if it were mishum muktza, then the usher wouldn't just be to eat it. You wouldn't even be allowed to be metaltal. You weren't even allowed to move it. So then why is it only usher for the person who was brought for? It should have been usher for everybody if it was a din of muktza. Now, so Rashi says, so it can't be muktza. So then the kasha is, okay, why isn't it muktza? It wasn't available to anybody. It wasn't accessible to any of us when Yantif started. So why isn't it muktza? So the Meiri writes, because it's not something that's asur ba'atzmuso, like all dvar masurim. And also, ein yisur muktza el b'davar she'isuru shava b'kol. The yisur muktza has to be something that's for everybody. Meaning over here, mitzad atzmo, the item is mutter even on Shabbos and Yantif. It just happens to have come from makom rachok. And for those people that live in that makom, it is mutter for them. So it's not shava bakal. So that's why it's not muktza. So Rashi says it can't be muktza. Okay, maybe the reason is because the person who the malacha was the malacha was done for. Let's say this. Rashi writes that the reason is because the person the malacha was done for worried that he's going since the malacha was done for him, that you're having a malacha, that's like an amir lakum type of issue. Since the malacha was done for him, it's aser. Why isn't it aser for other people, like other malachas that were done for a Jew? Normally when a malacha is done for a Jew, Rashi raises the problem. Normally when a malacha is done for a Jew, it's aser for all Jews, not just for the person who the malacha was done for. He says, no, because Isser Tchumen is only an Isser Drabanan. So they were makel not to aser it for other people, only for the person for whom it was done. Or Rashi says another possibility is there's a gzera that if we allow the person who was done for it to benefit from it, then he might tell somebody to do it for him, and that's going to lead directly to Amir al-Akum. He's gonna do Amir al-Akum. So that's the problem, that's the issue of something that comes Chutz L'Tchum. So the Achronim all ask, why isn't Isser Tchum and Mutar on Yantif just like other Malachas V'Ochel Nefesh? Meaning, what's being brought from outside the Tchum? Food. So we're allowed to cook on Yantif for food. We're allowed to do all malachos pretty much, not all, but many, many melachos we're allowed to do for the sake of ochel nefesh. So why can't we bring something mechutz l'tchum for the sake of ochel nefesh? Why shouldn't that be mutter from kal v'chomer? If you're allowed to do melachos, you should for sure be allowed to bring something from chutz l'tchum. So Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva or Chaim Simukuf Mem Tes that if the yisur tchumin were an yisur melacha, you're right, it would be mutter. But since it's not bechlal melacha, it's not included in the heter. The heter of ochel nefesh is dafka heter within the world of melacha. Things, even if they're lesser than malachos, but they're not a malacha, they don't get included in the heter. The Stipler writes a little differently in Maseches Beitz and Siman Chaf. He says, based on the Ramban, that the Ramban explains, why isn't trapping fish, catching fish, why isn't that mutter? After all, it's ochel nefesh. So he says, whenever the item is not already in your rishus, we don't allow ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is for things that you have that you now need to prepare to make them food. That's when we're matir malachos for ochel nefesh. You have a raw piece of meat, you want to cook it, good, that's ochel nefesh. But something that's not even in your possession yet, the heter of ochel nefesh doesn't even begin if it wasn't in your possessions. To bring something into your possession would not be included in ochel nefesh. Good. Okay, one last point over here. So we said that something that's brought for one Jew is mutter li Yisrael Acher. That seems to be agreed upon by all. It's just a question of what's called Yisrael Acher over here. Are guests of the Reish Galusa considered the person who was brought for, or are they considered Yisrael Acher? So the Rishonim give several reasons. We already saw a couple in Rashi why it's taka mutter for Yisrael Acher. So Rashi writes in Maseches Beitza that the reason we're mekel for Yisrael Acher is because even though by a normal melachos we're machmir when it's done for one Jew that we're machmir for other Jews as well is because Yisrael Tchumen is only drabanan. The Ran wonders that that's not true according to everybody. Meaning, what are you going to say according to the Shittas Rambam in the 27th parak of Hilchos Shabbos that Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa, so Yisrael Tchumen is not necessarily drabanan. So Rashi says maybe an additional reason that we mentioned already, that the Isser for the person who was brought for is because there goes there Shemi Yomer Lenachri, that he might tell the guy to bring it for him. That Chashash is only for the person who was brought for. It's not a legitimate Chashash for anybody else. But other Rishonim give different explanations. The Ramban and the Melchamos in Maseches Beitza says that the Chum didn't see a need to be so machmir by an Isser Durabanan. The person is doing an Isser Durabanan for you, it shouldn't be Usser for everybody else. Why? Not just because it's Rabbanan, he says, because it's not an Isser Mefursam like all other Isurim. There's not such a well-known Isser. So therefore, something that was done for one person, we're going to be makel for another person, especially since this is not an Isser Mefursam, where it's even Mutter, Itaka is Mutter for some people. If it was within their Tchum, it was Mutter for them, and it's Asr for people who was outside of their Tchum. So it's not really about it being the Rabbanan, it's about it not being an Isur Mefursam. The Ran suggests that we're makel with it because it's not an Isur Shavu Bakal. Because, like we just said, if it's L'chutz L'tchum for one guy, it's B'toch HaTchum for somebody else, and not being Shavu Bakal is the reason we're not Machmir for everybody else. Says the Gemara further now, Hahu Lifta Da'asi L'Machuza. There was a turnip that showed up in Machuza one day. Nafak Rava Chazi de Kamisha. So Rava saw that it was that these turnips were withered, that they were dried out. So obviously they weren't fresh. Shara Rava Lemizbamine. So Rava allowed Jews to buy these turnips that were brought from outside the Tchum by a non-Jew. Amar Havada Me'atmol Nekrei says, because I know that these weren't on the tree today. They obviously were taken off the tree. They obviously were removed from the ground. Not the tree. They obviously were removed from the ground yesterday because they're already drying out. So my Amrit, what are you going to say the problem is? What would the issue possibly be? What? Michutz L'Tchum Asra? That you're worried that they came from Chutz L'Tchum? That's why we're not allowed to have it. Hababish V'li Yisrael Zeh Mutu Li Yisrael Acher. That's not a problem. If something is brought for one Jew, another Jew is allowed to have it. So V'kolshkein, hi, Tataita D'Nachramasa. What do you think they imported these turnips for? Not for the Jewish community. They imported them for the general community. So over here, it's even better than Hababish V'li Yisrael Zeh Mutu Li Yisrael Acher. This wasn't brought for one Jew and another Jew is benefiting. This was brought for the Goyim. So for sure we're allowed to use it. Kivin the Chaza to come Mafshi Maisi Lahu Asalu. But then he saw it was getting out of hand. He saw that they were bringing more because he saw that the Jewish community were good customers. So they were bringing extra ones for the Jews. And he saw that if they were doing it Dafka for the Jewish community, then you can't do it because they're bringing it Dafka for us. That's why it was not permissible. So there is a discussion over here. What would be the halacha if you have a suffix whether it was brought from Chutz L'Tchum? Can you tell anything from this story? What did Rava say? I'm not worried that it came off the ground today because I see it's dried out. So what's the concern going to be? Chutz L'Tchum? What do you mean by that? What's the concern going to be? Chutz L'Tchum? Is he saying, I'm not sure? I don't even know if it came from outside of the Tchum. Why would I be choshesh for that? Or does he say, after all, it wasn't really brought for me, implying that if it were brought for me and I didn't know and I was mesupik about it, then it would be a problem. If I was mesupik about it, or is he just saying no? If I knew about it that it was brought me chutz l'tchum bevadai and it was brought for me, there would be a problem. So there is a machlokas in the Gemara in Shabbos kufnun alf amr alf Rav and Shmuel. When you have a suffik, if something was brought on Shabbos chutz l'tchum, should we be machmir and say it's asr or not? So several rishonim bring a raya from our Gemara, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, all the usual suspects, that whole school of thought, the Ramban and all of his Talmidim and Talmidei Talmidim, all bring a raya that it sounds from here that the Shita of Rav is that if there's a suffik b'tchumen, we should be machmir, because it's only because it wasn't brought b'shvil Yisrael that he was willing to be makel, even though apparently he didn't know for sure that it actually came from Chutz L'Tchum. He said, what are we worried about? That it might have come Chutz L'Tchum? That's what he meant to say, that it might have come Chutz L'Tchum. Well, I'm not worried about that because it's brought for Goyim. Sounds like if it was brought for Jews and it only might have been brought for Chutz L'Tchum, that would be enough reason to say that it's Aser. And Taka, when he saw that they were bringing it for Jews, he did say it's Aser, even though he didn't know that it was for sure Michutz L'Tchum. So as so says Ramban, but how do I know that Rava didn't know? Maybe Rava did know that it was brought from Chutz L'Tchum. So says the Ramban, you can't say that Rava knew that they came from Chutz L'Tchum, because then the Gemara should have said that the Maisa was with the Lefes Shabal Mechuza Michutz L'Tchum, and Rava would not have said, my Amrit, wow, what's the problem? What's the issue? Chutz L'Tchum, he would have known, of course that's the issue. If it was a Vadai that it came from Chutz L'Tchum, then of course that's the hesitation. Sounds like he's saying, what? We have to be Choshesh Ulai came from Chutz L'Tchum, and if he knew that was the Maisa, he never would have said Mayika de Michutz L'Tchum Asa, as if it were only a possibility. However, these Rishonim write that it's only by fruits that are not Matsuyim Be'ir, that we're going to be Choshesh for this. But Peres HaMatsuyim Be'ir, that you see a guy happens to be selling fruits that are readily available that could have been gotten from within the Tchum, there's no reason to be Choshesh Misafik. Meaning, says the Ramban, yes, me and all my Talmidim hold that we need to be Choshesh Misafik, that it came from Chutz L'Tchum, but that's only when it's a reasonable Safik. If it's a situation where we live surrounded by apple orchards, let's say, and you see some apples, you don't have to worry that it came from the next town over. We never import that. We have it available here. Why would it come from the next town over from Chutz L'Tchum? When you're really not sure and it's a reasonable concern, that's when we're going to be machmir. However, that's one sheet in Rishon. The Rash quotes from Rabbeinu Tzarfas that hold that we're not machmir b'safek, that maybe came from Chutz L'Tchum. And when Rava said why would we be machmir Chutz L'Tchum? He was saying that it came from Chutz L'Tchum, not b'safek that it came from Chutz L'Tchum. The Ritva says that it has to be that it's yadua that it came from Chutz L'Tchum. When Rava says that when Rava says what should we be choshesh for? He wasn't saying that if we want we should be choshesh, maybe it was brought from Chutz L'Tchum, that maybe that's what you're suggesting to be choshesh for, meaning he's saying that's why you want to say that it's aser, because it came from Chutz L'Tchum, should we really say that it's aser? But the metzius of the case was something that Rava knew full well that it was a problem. There's a Okay, so it says the Gemara next story. Hanu b'nei ganana degazuluhu asa b'yom tov sheni. So there were these gardeners that were cutting hadasim on yom tov sheni. Lo'urta sharlu Ravina l'rucha b'le alter. So that evening, Ravina says you can enjoy the smell of them right away. You don't have to wait b'kadei sheyasu, the amount of time it would have taken for us to do it ourselves. You can enjoy the hadasim immediately after yom tov. Amle Rav bar Tachlifa l'Ravina le'esaluhu mar m'nei sheni b'nei Torah. So he says, no, you should make it also for them because they're Einin B'nai Torah, and you always need to be a little more machmir for people who are Einin B'nai Torah, because if you're not, they're always going to be making one step beyond what you tell them to do. So Maskar of Shmaya time of Einin B'nai Torah HaB'nai Torah Shari V'abinim B'katei Sheyasu. So he says, I don't understand, why was his only problem that they were Einin B'nai Torah? The implication is that if they're B'nai Torah, then the Pesach makes perfect sense that they could benefit from these Hadassim right after the Yontif. Why are you allowed to benefit from these Hadassim right after the Yontif? Don't you always need to wait B'kadesh Yasu, the amount of time it would have taken you to do the malacha? So azu shaylu al Rava amaluhu bein in B'kadesh Yasu. So they went and they asked the shaylu to Rava. Rava said, "Yeah, inachinami, you do need to wait at B'kadesh Yasu. Can't be nana from it right away." Taras Chaim raises the kasha. What's this meister doing here? This meister is on Yom Tov Sheni. Our whole sugya is about Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galus, whether it's Kedush Achas, Shtei Kedushos. This meister, should we be machmir to aser malachas Yom Tov Sheni ad B'kadesh Yasu or not? That's what this is about. It's not about Kedush Achas, Shtei Kedushos, how the 2 days of Yom Tov relate to each other. So says the Taras Chaim that you have to change the girsa to make it conform with the girsas harif over here. The girsas harif is that we're not talking about Yom Tov Sheni. It was Yom Tov Rishon, and he was making l'urta that night. What does that mean? On Matzah Yom Tov Rishon. Why was he making to already benefit from Matzah Yom Tov Rishon? Because he held Shtei Kedushos. If you hold Kedusha Achas, then you can't benefit Matzah Yom Tov Rishon. That's Yom Tov Sheni. So this is a comment about Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios, and that's what this story is doing here. If you stick with the girsa of the riff. Rabbi Dosa Amar over Lifnei Ateva. So if you recall, we had in the Mishnah that Rabbi Dosa had suggested that if someone is davening on Rosh Hashanah, so he should say Echlitzein Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh Im Hayomim L'Machar. He should add in something about Rosh Chodesh Al Tanai, whether it's today or tomorrow, and then the next day Im Hayom Im Emesh. But the Chum did not agree. Now, which part did the Chum not agree with? Did the Chum not agree with mentioning Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah? Or did they not agree with saying it al-Tanai, that they didn't like making such a Tanai? So that was not so clear in the Mishnah. We just know that it's a Machlokas Chum and Rabbi Dosa. We know what Rabbi Dosa held. He was very clear that you do mention it, and you mention it Tanai. We know the Chum weren't happy about something. So Amar Rabbah, Ki Avinu Berafuno Yibaylan, Ma'al Lahaskir Shal Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. We raised the Shaila, in general, should you mention Rosh Chodesh and Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? There's a machlokas Rishonim what the Shaila is about, meaning where, when are we talking about mentioning? So Rashi says that we're talking about the Kedusha Sayyom B'Tefillah to say it's Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, whereas other Rishonim are not so convinced that that's what it's referring to. The several Gaonim and Rabbeinu Chanana and Mordechai and others suggest that we're talking about mentioning the Psukim of the Korban Musaf in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, to mention the Psukim of the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh as well. Do you mention those Psukim of Rosh Chodesh, or is it enough to mention the Psukim of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? So some of the Gaonim write, Rabbeinu Shmuel Bar Chafni, quoted in the Ravya, that you have to say, Milvad Olas HaChodesh UMinchasa, that you at least have to mention that there are Karbanos, there is a Karban for Rosh Chodesh, but maybe you don't have to mention the specific Psukim that actually say what the Karbanos are. But to mention that it exists, Milvad Olas HaChodesh UMinchasa, to say that there is an Olas HaChodesh, that you do have to mention. But the Chachmim against are quoted in the Mordechai saying that no, you don't even need to say that. Even Olas HaChodesh, even Milvad Olas HaChodesh is not necessary. Good, so that's the discussion. But the basic shaila is, do we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? So what are the two tzadim? Given the chalukin b'musaf and amrinan, do we say that since there are two separate karbanos musaf, so we should mention it? There are two karbanos, so you got to mention two separate things in tefillah. Odilma zichar nechad ola l'kan l'kan. Or maybe one mention will cover both. It will cover both the Rosh Hashanah element as well as the Rosh Chodesh element. Let's assume you say both. So then, which do you say first? So Rashi says, You say it's Yom Rosh Chodesh Zeh v'Yom HaZikaron Zeh, right? So you say Rosh Chodesh first, it sounds like. And the Sefer HaZishol says, it's logical that you would say Rosh Chodesh first. Tadir v'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Rosh Chodesh is more Tadir. So certainly you would say Rosh Chodesh first. The problem is, on Amud Beis, Rashi is going to tell us that when you're Chosim the Bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron v'Rosh Chodeshim. So you mentioned Yom HaZikaron, then Rosh Chodeshim. Seems like a stira in Rashi. So he's metarets that over there Rashi was talking with Lefi D'Shitas Beis Shammai, who hold the Rosh Hashanah V'Tzchal and Shabbos. You mention Shabbos B'fnei Atzma and Rosh Hashanah B'fnei Atzma. You mention Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah separately. So your kolo Rosh Chodesh together with Rosh Hashanah, because it's not chashav enough to be koveya its own bracha. So it turns out that it's completely batel to the bracha of Rosh Hashanah, meaning it's tafel, not batel. It's tafel to the bracha of Rosh Hashanah, and the ikar bracha is the bracha of Rosh Hashanah. So you're going to be makdim shal Rosh Chodesh because shal Rosh Hashanah, because that's the ikar. But over here, Rashi is talking according to the Beis Hillel that in Rosh Hashanah the Tzchal B'Shabbos, you include the Rosh Hashanah in the Shabbos bracha. So you're not going to say that the askar of Rosh Chodesh is. It's not shaykh to say that the askara of Rosh Hashanah is more chashuv than the askara of Rosh Chodesh, because they're all in the same bracha. You're being called them all in the same bracha, and therefore we go back to the rule of tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem. So what do we do? So Amar lan tenisua says, well, it's our Mishnah. What do we do? Do we mention Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Dosa Amar over l'fnei ateva, my love lahaskir. Isn't Rabbi Dosa's chiddush that you mention Rosh Chodesh, and that's what the chachamim weren't happy about? So it's a machlokas in our Mishnah, and the chachamim say no, don't mention Rosh Chodesh. So says Amar lo, you misunderstood the Mishnah. Lahasnos. The discussion in our Mishnah was not whether you should mention Rosh Chodesh, but whether you should make a tanai about if today is Rosh Chodesh, if tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, then the next day, if it was today, if it was yesterday. That's what they're arguing about. But to say it, everyone agrees you should say it. Hachinami mistavra miduktani bebraisa v'cheinu yirabidosa osa brashay chodashim shal kol hashana kula v'lohodilo. And it's mistavra this way because we have in a braisa that Rabbi Dosa says the same thing by Rosh Chodesh throughout the year, and the Chum didn't agree to that. So yeah, b'shalom lahasnos mishum hachi lohodilo. If the whole machlokas is about making this tanai, and I say, so understand, what are the Chum not moded to on a regular Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, on Rosh Chodesh, any other Rosh Chodesh throughout the rest of the year? They're not moded to the idea of making a Tanai, of mentioning it in Hayom, im Lamachar, Eliyam Lahaski. But if they're arguing about whether you should mention Rosh Chodesh, then I understand that makes sense. You could have such a machlokas on Rosh Hashanah. But I might lohodilo, why when it comes to the rest of the year, would the Chacham still say not to talk about Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh, on a regular Rosh Chodesh? It's not Rosh Hashanah. Velamaisa says, but wait a second, saying it the other way doesn't help us over here. Lahasnos. Why, you want to tell me they're only arguing about making the Tanai? Lamali the Fluga Bitarti. Well, then the Bryce is completely extra. Once they're arguing about whether you can make the Tanai on Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Rosh Hashanah, when it's Rosh Hashanah, and it's obviously Rosh Chodesh also, if everyone agrees that you are Maskir Rosh Chodesh and they're only arguing about the Tanai, why would they also have a separate argument about making the Tanai on every other Rosh Chodesh of the year? It's the same machlokas. Why would you need to say it twice? So it says, well, no, you do need to say it twice. Tzricha. Diash min Rosh Hashanah, hava min b'hakai min Rabbanan d'lo mishum da'asil zilzulebei. I might have thought the Rabbanan only don't like making this tanai by Rosh Hashanah because they're afraid asil zilzulebei, that you're going to come to be mezalzel in Rosh Hashanah by making this tanai. Aval b'Rosh Chodashim shal kol Hashanah kula ein modeh l'Rabbi Dosa. But maybe the Rosh Chodashim of the rest of the year, maybe they'll be mugged, Rabbi Dosa, they're not concerned of Asil Zazuli Bey. Viyat mar baha, baha ka amar Rabbi Dosa, avlach, em modul rabban. And if it only would have told me the machlokas about the rest of the year, I would have said, yeah, that's where Rabbi Dosa is okay with making this tonight. But maybe otherwise he'd be modded to the rabbanan that he's concerned about zilzul of Rosh Hashanah if we do this on Rosh Hashanah. Because once you're making it tonight and it's Rosh Hashanah, people are going to think, oh, so today might not really be Rosh Hashanah, so maybe. So then it'll be mezalz in Rosh Hashanah. You don't care so much if people think that about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is a very big deal. So tzricha. So that's why we need to be told the machlokas in both places. Meisve. So the Gemara brings another raya. Rosh Hashanah shchalios b'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Beishami omer mispal eser, ubeisil omer mispal teisha. So Beishami says you say 10 brachos in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. Beisil says you say only 9 brachos. Normally in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei and Shabbos and Yantiv, you say 7 brachos. The first three that we start with, and every Shemoneh Esrei, the last three that we finish every Shemoneh Esrei with, and we have one bracha of Kedush Siyam Be'emtza. Obviously, on Rosh Hashanah, we have Malchus Chronos V'Shofra. So we have three middle brachas, it's a total of nine. But what if, yeah, it's not only Rosh Hashanah, it's also Shabbos. So do you add an extra bracha for Shabbos? So Beishamai says 10 brachos, you add an extra bracha. Beisilu says, no, it's still just nine brachos. You include Shabbos and Yom Tov in the same bracha, and as Rashi says, Chosei Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. And you mention all of it in the chasima of the bracha. But V'im Isa Beishamai Achasas Remi Ba'ile. But wait a second. If you're going to say that you're supposed to be Maskir Shal Rosh Chodesh, so then, I mean, you're supposed to speak about Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah also, so then Beishamai should say you need 11 brachos. I mean, if Beishamai is going to say every Kedusha gets its own bracha, as he does over here, he says Shabbos gets a separate bracha then Rosh Hashanah, so then Rosh Chodesh should also get a separate bracha if it's mentioned. So this must be a raya that it's not mentioned at all from the fact that Beishamai says we only say 10 brachos. So answers the Gemara, not a good raya. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Shiny Rosh Chodesh, Mitok Shekolo L'Shachros V'Arvis, Kolo Nami B'Musafin. No, Rosh Chodesh, Beishamai will say that since during Shachros and Mariv, we included in together with the bracha of Rosh Hashanah, so we could include it together with the Rosh Hashanah bracha in Musaf. But the Shabbos bracha of Musaf, that we separate from the Rosh Hashanah bracha of Musaf. So Beishamai is only going to separate out the Shabbos one, he's not going to separate out Rosh Chodesh. So Frek the Gemara, Mi'as Lul Beishamai Kolel, does Beishamai really hold that we include Rosh Chodesh together with the Shabbos brachos in the other Shemoneh Esreis in Mariv and in Shachris? No, Beishamai says you make eight brachos in those Shemoneh Esreis. That when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you have three brachos at the beginning, three brachos at the end, and in the middle you have a bracha of Shabbos and a bracha of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, by Musaf, he should have said that we don't have 10 brachos, we have 11 brachos when Rosh Chodesh falls when Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. We should have the middle brachos of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. So kasha, so it's taka a kasha. If in fact we do mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, then Beishamai's numbers are a little off. Then Beishamai should have said that not that we have 10 brachos, but that we have 11 brachos. So that seems to be a raya that Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned, or at least a kasha, an unanswered kasha. Good. So that's the raya. So says the Gemara Vaitanav, Kol Atzmo Tanayhi. This issue of whether you're kolel the various kedushos in one bracha, the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh and the kedusha of Shabbos in one bracha, is in fact a machlokas tanaim. D'tanya Shabbos chalios Rosh Chodesh or b'chol shel moed, when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh or on chol moed, Arvis Shachros u'mincha mispal kedarko sheva va'omer meinama or ba'avoda. You say a regular Shemoneh Esrei of seven brachos, and you mention the special occasion of Shabbos in avoda. Rosh Chodesh in avoda. Rabbi Elazar omer b'hodah. Rabbi Elazar says no, not in the bracha of avoda, but rather in the bracha of hodah. V'im lo amar machzirino. So, and if you forget yalav yavo, so then we send you back. You have to say it again. Uba musafin maskil b'shal Shabbos, Musayim b'shal Shabbos, Vomer Kedush Seyom be'emtza. And Musaf, you start with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, and you say Kedush Seyom in the middle. Rabbi Shimon ben Liel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omrim, Kol Makom Shezakuk L'Sheva, Maskil b'shal Shabbos, Musayim b'shal Shabbos, Vomer Kedush Seyom be'emtza. Any time it's going to be seven brachos, so you're always going to say you're always going to say it's included in the middle bracha for Shabbos or Yantiv. So my havela. So at the end of the day, what are we paskin? Amrav Chis is Zikar Necher Olal Lekan Olakan. V'chein Amrav is Zikar Necher Olal Lekan Olakan. Meaning, do we mention Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah? So says the Gemara, no. It's the Zikar of Rosh Hashanah covers Rosh Chodesh as well. It doesn't warrant its own separate mentioning. Period. V'amar Rabba. Kiavina Berafuna Yibayla. New issue. Mal Lomar Zman Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippurim. Do we say a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Kivan Dimizman Lizman Asi Amrinon. On the one hand, since it's something that comes occasionally, it comes Mizman Lizman, we should say, Odilma Kivan Tlo Ikru Regalim Lo Amrinon. Or maybe no, maybe the fact that these are not called Regalim, they're only Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not Regalim, maybe we should not say Shechianu. Lo Ava Biyadeh. So he didn't know what to say, he didn't have an answer. Ki Asai Be Rav Yehuda Amar, Ana Akara So when it came to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, I even make a shechianu on a new fruit, on a seasonal fruit. So certainly I would on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, sounds like. Amalei, so he says, no, I know you make a shechianu on a new fruit, but that's a rishus. Rishus lo kamibayili. I'm not asking whether you're allowed to say a shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I know that you're allowed to. Ki kamibayili chova mai. My shaylis are we mechliv to say a shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That it's mutter to say a shechianu, good, that I know. But is it a chiv to say a shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So Amalei, Ravu Shmuel Damri Tarvayu, Ein omer zman ela b'shalosh regalim, that we only say zman on shalosh regalim, that we don't say it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's not the shalosh regalim. Frankly, really, meisvei the darshan the pasuk ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona, that you give a chelik for shiva and also l'shmona. So what's that pasuk referring to? Rabbi Elazar omer shiva elu zayin yimei breishis shmona elu chesimei mila, that this pasuk is about the 7 days of the week and the 8 days of Mila. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shiva Elu, and this is the opinion we're going to be focused on, Elu Shiva Yimei Pesach, Shmona Elu Shmona Yimei Chag. Ukshu Omer V'gam, the Rabbis at Tzeres Roshon of Yom Kippurim. So what we're saying is, Tein Chelik L'Shiva V'gam L'Shmona means that special mention should be made of the 7 days of Pesach, of the 8 days of Sukkot, and V'gam tells me, and also Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, and Shavuos. So my love, the Zman, what does it mean, special mention? Doesn't special mention mean that you have to say Shechianu on all of these days? So you see, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you do have to say Shechianu. So how could you, Rav and Shmuel, both tell me that we only say Zman, we only say Shechianu on the Regalim over here? We see that you say on all the days. Says Gemara, Lo Lebracha. Who said anything about a Shechianu? That's maybe talking about Lebracha, about recognizing the day through the Bracha of Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim, not Shechianu. And it has to be talking about the bracha. It can't be talking about the bracha of it can't be talking about Shechianu. It has to be talking about Mekadesh Shel Vazmanim. Because if it were about Shechianu, Zman Kol Shiva Miika, you make a separate Shechianu each of the 7 days of Pesach? Certainly not. So the Shiva and the Shmona wouldn't make sense. So says Marana, that's not a raya. Halo kasha, dilom varchinim, varch lamacho liyamuchra. You could make Shechianu on any day during the 7 days of Pesach. It's just you wouldn't make on every day. You only make one Shechianu. But still, it's l'shiva, it's the Yom Tov of 7 days that you would make a Shechianu at any point during that Yom Tov. So from that perspective alone, it could have been talking about Shechianu. So frankly, Marana, yeah, but mikol makom bein on kos, you still need a kos. How are you going to say Shechianu without a kos? So lema say the Rav Nachman, maybe there's a raya to Rav Nachman, dam Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says you don't need a coast to say Shechianu. You could say it filu b'shuk. You could say it out wherever you are. So halo kasha de'ikla le'kos. No, that's not a raya. When he says you could say it out in the shuk, it doesn't mean that you don't have a coast. Maybe he's talking about where you have a coast in the shuk. Yeah, okay, you want to say that you need to say Shechianu ala kos and that you have to say Shechianu on all the Yom Tovim, that makes sense for Shavuos, it makes sense for Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim hechiyavid. Yeah, if you have to say Shechianu on Yom Kippur and you have to say Shechianu on a kos, how are you going to do that? If you're going to make the bracha of Shechianu and you're going to drink it, you're going to drink the kos, and you'll just do it a minute before Yom Kippur starts, like you're going to make a kiddush early. But the second you say the Shechianu, you're already mekabel Yom Tov. So if you're already mekabel Yom Kippur, you're not going to be allowed to drink the kos. He said, did you already stop doing malacha? He says, yeah, I did. So it says, okay, so maybe we'll have a different suggestion. Maybe make the bracha on the coast, but make the Shechianu holding the coast and put the coast down. Who says you have to drink it? No, a mevarich tzarech shiito. We know the halacha is that the mevarich does have to drink from the kos. Okay, so we have a third suggestion. Leis v'li yanuka. Why don't you just give it to a kid? Make the bracha ala kos and have a kid drink from the kos. Les hilchsuk ravacha dilma asi lemisrach. No, don't aren't we concerned that if you feed a kid on Yom Kippur, that we're worried that the kid is going to be asi lemisrach. He's going to come to think that he's supposed to drink wine on Yom Kippur, and when he grows up, he's going to do the same thing also. So we'd have to be concerned about that as well. So my haviyala. So at the end of the day, what are we paskin? Shadura Rabbanan Rav Yemer Saba Kamed Rav Chista. The Rabbanan sent Rav Yemer Saba to Rav Chista to go investigate. B'mali Yoma Derei Shasa on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Amrle Zil Chazi Hechiyavet Uvda Ata Imalan. Go see what he does. See if he says Shechianu and come report back to us. Kichazia. So when he saw them come, he saw this emissary. These emissaries come to look at him. Amrle Dal Yul Rutiva Rafsele Beduchte. He says, you know what they say, that if so you see someone picking up a wet piece of wood, you know that he doesn't need it for a fire. He just wants to look at what's under it. So that was an expression he was using. If you guys came here, it's not stam that you just happen to be traveling. You came to look very carefully at what I'm doing. So I said, they kasad the chamra, they brought him a cup of wine, Kaddish v'amrzman, and he said Kiddish with a shechianu. Vilchsa amrzman brashana b'yom kippurim. Vilchsa zman amr afilu b'shuk. And the halach is you say zman on Roshana and Yom Kippur, and you say zman afilu b'shuk. There are tons and tons of issues to discuss over here. Let's start with something simple. We suggested that give the kos to the child, right? Have him drink from the kos. We said no, you can't give the kos to the child because then asil misrach. When he grows older, he's going to learn that he should that he's allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. So you're not allowed to feed kids on Yom Kippur? Kids aren't allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So we always feed kids on Yom Kippur. No, as a child that eats on Yom Kippur. With all the Rishonim ask the Kasha. Why can't we give him this cup of wine? We give him everything else. We give him a sandwich. We give him cereal for breakfast. We give the children everything else. Why can't you give him this cup of wine? So the Rishonim write that that which Rechoshesh said he's going to get in the habit of doing it when he's gadol, that's dafka, in what we tell him to do. We tell him, go drink this glass of wine, because we need him to drink it so that the mevarech could be yotzei yischiv. But anything that he's just doing because he's hungry, we're not choshesh that he's going to come to think that that's a mitzvah, and therefore he's going to do that as well when he gets older. He understands that when you give him breakfast, it's because he's a katan and that he can't fast all day. But when you're doing it for you, he's going to say, why is he giving me a cup of wine? I'm underage. Why would I be getting he's doing that for you. Then he's going to realize that something is odd over there. The Bach in Or Chaim Simtov Reish Yutes says different. He says, when you feed him as a child, there's a hecker that you're only doing it because he's a katan, because every katan were mechanichim l'shalos. As soon as he's higia l'chinuch, which is the child who might put two and two together and is asi l'misrach, is only after he's higia l'chinuch, he'll be able to realize that you're only giving it to him dafka because he's a child, because he didn't have breakfast this morning. So he realizes that you're giving him lunch because he's a child, but it's a hecker built into his meal schedule that he was misana l'shaos, that he realizes that he's slowly being trained to fast all day. But giving him a cup of wine, there's no hecker in that. The Taz in Siman Tov Reish Yutes says that something that's a mitzvah, we have to be choshesh that he's going to think is a problem. Meaning, he's going to say, yeah, I'm not allowed to eat breakfast, I'm not allowed to eat lunch when I get older. Oh, but the mitzvah, the kos shel bracha, that's what I'm supposed to be drinking. So that's the concern. But then there's another issue over here with feeding the katan. There's an issue with feeding katan in general. There are the sugis in Yivamos, Kuf Yigimu, Kuf Yudal, talk about ma'achilim the katan, safinim b'yadayim, there's nisr of los achilim, that you're not allowed to give a katan an nisr. So why are we ever allowed to feed a katan? Meaning, why taka is it mutter to feed a katan? And even without the concern of asil the misrach, shouldn't it be also because you're not allowed to feed isr to a child? So Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yasha says that this is a raya, that there's no isr sphia b'yadayim to a katan when the food that you're giving is not a cheftza shel isr. If the food is totally mutter, it's just in a zman of iser, that's totally mutter. And over here, it's just the zman that's aser, it's not the food that's aser. Piskei Arid and the Rashba and the Tshuva say that since it's only in iser drabanan, that's why, because it's before nightfall, that you're saying the Kiddush, that's what we said, it was only aser because you were mekabel, because you said shechianu, so since it's only in iser drabanan, you're allowed to feed a katan iser drabanan b'yadayim. The Beis Yosef suggests in Or Chaim Simon Reish Samach Tes that we could be makel to feed a katan nisid rabbanan, so that in a situation, not always, we're not always samech on the Rashba, but in a situation where it's going to save a gadol from a bracha levatala. So the gadol is going to be making a bracha levatala, otherwise, that's when you're allowed to do it. Magen Avraham has a different suggestion. Magen Avraham says they would never go there, isuri achil v'shtia, on a katan because it's rabisa detinok, it's what he needs to be able, we would never limit the diet of the child based on days of the year or whatever, because that's what he needs for to grow up healthy. So it's only a nevela you're not allowed to feed him, because that's a dover, that's a asr mitzad atzmo, it's a chefza shel iser. But any meichel shel heter in his man of iser is automatically mutter, because hainu rabisei, that's what he needs in order to be able to grow up properly, to grow up normally. The other major question that the Rishonim deal with over here is, we said that we had no shaila whether you're allowed to make a bracha of shechianu on Rosh
brush on Yom Kippur. The shaila was, are you mechuyev to make a bracha of Shachianu? What does that mean? Allowed to? There's a rishus to make a bracha? Isn't that a bracha levatala? Yes, Yosef understands that the fact that it's a rishus is because it's a suffix whether you're chayiv in the bracha or not. And that's why it's a rishus. So he says, that much I knew, that you have a rishus to do. So the Yosef says, what does that mean? Because I'm a supuk whether I should make it, it's a rishus? No, if I'm a supuk I should make it, it should be a bracha levatala. So Beis Yosef says, it must not be that it's mishum the suffix that we say it's rishus. It's just that kach tiknu chazal. They were masakin this bracha as a rishus. And if they were masakin this bracha as a rishus, so then you're allowed to say, in Hamik Sheila, he says an interesting ha'ara from Rav Fral Shapiro. He says that this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso. Rabbi Yehuda in Brachas Tafnun Dalam Bey says that you could make a bracha with either shame or malchus. You don't need to say both shame and malchus. So it's not going to be bracha levatala because you could just say with malchus, not with shame. And that's a perfectly valid bracha that you're allowed to do. So that would not be a problem. One final answer I'll just share with you is the Bach points out that by Shechianu in particular it wouldn't be a bracha levatala. He says even if you're mesupik, if you're chayiv in it, but it's a bracha about simcha, and if you feel a certain hargasha of simcha salev, so then that's it. So it's a viable bracha. It still works as a bracha. The only question is, are you mechuyev to make a bracha on that level of simcha? But it definitely would never get in the category of Brach Levatel. Okay, there's a lot else here also. Maybe we'll have a chance to discuss tomorrow. Maybe not. We'll see. Okay, bye.